Ang tinatawag na will and testament o habilin ay isang legal na dokumento kung saan nakasaad dito kung sino ang magmamana ng iyong mga ari-arian, magbabantay sa mga bata, at kung sino ang mamamahala ng mga naiwang property kapag pumanaw ka. Lumabas sa ginawang pag-aaral sa taong 2015, ang mga matatandang Australians na may malaking pagmamay-ari ang karaniwang mayroong will and testament. Natuklasan naman ni Adam Steen, Professor of Practice sa Deakin University, na muling nagsagawa ng isang masusing pananaliksik sa taong 2017. Lumabas na halos kalahati ng kanyang respondent ay walang ginawang will para sa mga mauulila kung sila ay mamamatay.
Basically, you get the same things. Most people don't want to engage in the discussion about wills and deaths and estates and all that kind of stuff. There's a large proportion of people, you know, roughly that 50% or just under 50%.
Napag-alaman din ni Professor Steen na ang dahilan kung bakit hindi gumagawa ng will and testament ang mga tao dahil sa mga pamahiin at maling akala.
What we find is that there's a large proportion of people who don't think that they need a will, and there's also a significant proportion of people who think if they make a will, they're going to die. Some people think we don't have enough money, we're not old enough. Those factors really apply across the board, not just in ethnic communities, but also Anglo-Saxon communities as well.
Ayon kay Solicitor Dean Caliminius, kung mamamatay ang isang tao na walang ginawang habilin, ang tawag dito ay intestacy. Dahil sa maraming kayamanan, magiging pahirapan para sa pamilya ang pagkuha ng mana. Sapagkat ang kanyang kayamanan ay sa ilalim sa proseso batay sa alituntunin ng isang teritoryo o estado. Kaya sabi nito, ang paggawa ng habilin ay makakatulong para mapagaan ang proseso ng paghahati ng mana para sa maiiwang pamilya.
People think that wills are something that basically concern people nearing the end of their life, and not to be morbid about it, you never know when that's going to be. So it's always a good idea to plan ahead. Another misconception is this idea that if you don't have a will, the state gets all of your assets, and that's not true either. There are laws which state exactly what happens in that situation, but obviously if you die intestate, which means without making a will, in those situations, it's a little bit more complicated in terms of what the laws say about who gets your assets and your estate.
Babala nito kapag walang ginawang will, ang paghahati ng mamanahin ng pamilya ay magiging komplikado dahil dadaan ito sa proseso ayon sa batas ng estado o teritoryo. At siguradong ang paghahati ng yaman ay hindi alinsunod sa gusto ng nagpapamana.
People's estates are sometimes complex. People may have business interests. People may have shares. People may have different types of property. And the will really helps you work out how you're going to dispose of those assets. There might be something that you really want to bequeath to a grandchild, a family heirloom, or something of significance, or something shared between both of you. And a will is the best way to do that.
Habang nagiging uso ang online do-it-yourself will kit sa Australia, ang pagkuha ng legal na payo ang pinakaligtas na opsyon. Dapat tandaan, hindi lang solicitors o abogado ang pwedeng umalalay sa paggawa ng will. Makakatulong din ang mga state trustees sa inyong lugar. Ang kagandahan dito ay pinamamahalaan ito ng gobyerno sa inyong estado o teritoryo. Ang public trustees ay humihingi ng bayad, subalit siguradong hindi mabubutas ang inyong bulsa dahil regulated ang bayad sa kanila. Ibig sabihin, maliit lang ang bayad. May fee exemption din para sa mga pensioners o mga individual na may edad 60 taong gulang pataas. Paunawa ni Michael Spiegel, ang Executive General Manager of the Trustee Services Division sa Victorian State Trustees, ang pagkakaroon ng will and testament ay napakahalaga. Hindi lang para sa paghahati ng mana, kung hindi para na din madeklara kung sino ang magiging guardian sa minor o maliliit na anak kapag ang isang tao ay mamamatay.
If they don't have a will, then the guardianship of that individual is decided upon by the laws of the state, and they They go down through different relatives that are available and appropriate, all the way through to perhaps putting that child in foster care, assisted guardianship. So that's why, you know, we always advocate it's really important that you have guardianship taken care of through your will, because if not, then a decision may be made for you that's against the wishes of the legal guardians or parents.
Dagdag nito, napakahalaga din ang will para sa mga migrants na may anak na minor o ang edad ay 18 taong gulang pababa na walang ibang kaanak dito sa Australia.
So myself, for example, my children are born in two different countries. And when my wife and I set up the will, we nominated guardians here in Australia because our children grew up in Australia. We thought if we passed away, of all that disruption, how dramatic of an event that would be for them. For them to go back to countries they never knew would be even more dramatic for them. And so we wanted to make sure that we had identified our closest friends here who were willing to take care of our children in that eventuality.
Pahabol ni Dean Calimnio sa sariling karanasan sa paggawa ng will sa kanyang mga kliyente. May mga pagkakataon na ang ethnic background ay nakikialam sa paghahati ng mana. Kaya sabi nito, napakahalaga ang paggawa ng will dahil makakatulong para maingatan ang pinaghirapan ng mga magulang para sa pamilya upang harapin ang di patiyak na bukas.
In general situations, it just makes life easier and clearer because people know what the deceased wanted. In some migrant communities, the conception of property itself differs from the Anglo-Celtic view. Family property is considered just that, something that everyone gets to share, whereas obviously the Australian legal viewpoint, the idea of property, how it's evolved, is it's yours, you have the right to do with it what you will, and then there are family pressures as to the distribution. And in certain communities, the would-be heirs tend to have more of a say as to what their parents do.
Saad din ni Michael Spiegel, ang paggawa ng will and testament ay makakatulong para maiwasan ang gulo sa pamilya.
If the deceased person's wishes were not known and were not explained clearly, then it leaves a lot of ambiguity, and that's where we see a lot of conflict. Make sure you have everything in place that you want, and the best situation is not only to have it in place, but to have the conversations with so the family knows what's going to happen. There's no surprises.
Para naman sa mga gumagawa ng will gamit ang do-it-yourself online kit, maaari itong ipa-check sa solicitor o public trustee. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Dumaido na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.